Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate that you listen to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and also leave us some feedback. Rate us. Give us a review. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
John Canzano. Raw. Sourced. Fresh. From the PacWest Center in downtown Portland, built by High Caliber Millwrights, this is the Bald-Faced Truth.
All right, really excited to have Breakside Brewery's Mason Davis in studio with me. He is the beer czar of Oregon and Breakside. You're in sales, but you're in beer. That's kind of a fun job.
Yeah, it's great. A lot of good beer, a lot of good people. It's fun.
We were talking about the varieties that you guys have. You guys have range as a brewery.
Yeah. Hats off to our brew team. A big brew team, you know, everything from barrel-aged sours, pilsners, lagers, and then everyone in Oregon loves IPAs, so we get a lot of good hoppy beers as well.
You are the official beer sponsor of the BFT Foundation Celebrity Golf Tournament, so I appreciate you buying in, helping the community, helping kids. It's a big deal for the nonprofit. Adriana is requesting on the tournament. Adriana, what are you requesting as far as beer is concerned? You made a request?
Yeah, the Passion Fruit Sour is my favorite beer that I have found in Portland, period.
What is it you like about that beer?
It's just so, it's like perfect for summer because it's really light and fruity and it's sour, so it's good. I don't know.
She's doing
it's just
your
my
job
favorite.
For you right now.
She's hired. She's hired. We're bringing her on. We're poaching here. We're recruiting as well.
That's what this is about. Gavin, all right. What is she talking about? I haven't tried that beer, but.
So it's a kettle sour. It's light, refreshing, just like she said. Are you familiar with sour beers at
all? Yeah. My wife will. She'll like that beer.
Yeah, we'll include some of that. Maybe in package or one of the kegs, and kind of have a well-rounded representation of what we do.
What's Breakside's story? When you tell the story of Breakside.
So ironically, tomorrow we are celebrating 9 years. We're doing a block party up on Woodlawn.
Okay.
Deacom is our original pub 9 years ago. Small brewery, tiny. Just really wanted to be kind of the neighborhood spot. And, again, hats off to our brew team. Ben Edmonds was there from the start and started making world-class beer in a tiny little place. Got a cult following. You know, grew from there. Now we've got a couple locations and, it's great.
And I look at sort of the scene, like it seems like maybe in the last 5-6 years, we've really seen the breweries that are going to make it are making it, you know, and it's the scene feels like it's thinning out a little bit and you guys have made it.
Yes.
What do you attribute that to?
I mean, we're a beer first brewery. You know, they don't like to do a lot of gimmicks. So to be the, you know, a sales guy on a team that makes the best beer in the city. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
The beer.
In this region, why do we make such good beer here?
All the ingredients. I mean, we're one of the only places in the world where you can go within 60 miles. You're getting everything, the hops, the malts, the barley. And you know, then the culture, it's a maker community. People like, you know, they're doing barbecues, they're cooking pigs in their backyard. They're making beer in their basement. They're doing arts and crafts and, you know, with that comes a lot of good juice, as we call it.
I'm cooking this pig over the weekend, Father's Day weekend. What beer are you recommending that I should pair with the pig if I had one or two options?
Ooh, I brought some Stay West IPA, which would be great. Yeah. Also True Gold. It's like golden ale.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, a good refreshing one. So I brought some here, so I'll leave you so you can tell me what you think.
That would be awesome. Hey, and so you and I talked, and it was so cool because we were looking for a beer sponsor for the event, and you didn't hesitate. It was like you wanted to get involved. You were like, hey, this is a community event. And I know people, you know, maybe don't view, it's a business that you're in as a brewery. Why was that important for Breakside Brewery to be involved with helping out a kids charity?
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to give back. We're in the community. I mean, I think there's a saying, it's like, what is it? There's churches, banks, and then you start a brewery if you're starting, you know, a community.
Right.
So we definitely want to be involved. I mean, you were involved in the Portland Diamond Project. That's something that's very cool to us. We got a lot of baseball fans. You know, we work hard at Breakside, but we play hard too. I mean, it's a brewery, so we love golf. Our owner loves golf, Scott Lawrence. Shout out to him. I don't know if he's going to be able to make it. I'm trying to twist his arm to be there, but I'll be there.
You'll be there.
Yeah.
And you know how this works, and you're not familiar with this because it's going to be your first tournament, but there are 28 teams. Breakside's got a team in the event.
Yep.
And so your foursome will be out there. It's a lot of fun. There are also 28 celebrity golfers, so each team will be drafting a celebrity golfer, and your draft position will be dictated in the next 2 weeks, starting next Monday, with any donations that the teams want to make. So if you want to move up, you make donations. If you're fine just saying, hey, we'll take whoever, that's fine too. But some of these guys get super competitive. Like, I know Miss Oregon, who's playing as a celebrity, is a good golfer. I've heard some buzz about her. Bill Shonley is always fun to have out on the course. You've got certainly a lot of the local TV celebrities that'll be out there. Is there anybody on that list that jumps out to you? Like, hey, I want to, that's somebody we want in our group.
I mean, Bill Shonley would obviously be fun. You know, kind of a living legend in the Portland community. I guess I should go back and look at the list.
You need to scout.
I need to do my homework.
You thought this was easy.
I know this work. I thought I did the beer and we're just going to play golf.
But you got quarterbacks like Neil Lomax and Chris Miller, former NFL quarterbacks, are in there. Jim Joyce, former umpire.
Oh, I went to high school with his son.
See, it's like you have to figure out as a foursome, are you out there just to have some good Breakside beer and play some golf on a beautiful sunny day at the Reserve, or are you out there trying to win?
We definitely want to be competitive, but we are going to have fun. You know, the term Breakside, we kind of use it as take a break, chill out. So we're definitely going to bring some banter. We're going to bring the beer, and we're going to see how it goes. But I'm intrigued by the draft.
Christine Pitawanich, KGW reporter's playing. Rod Hill, the meteorologist over there, if you want to do a media member. Cassidy Quinn is fun. She's big personality, not much of a golfer.
I was actually on her show, True Gold. We did like a golden ticket, one of the beers I'm recommending for you. We did like a Willy Wonka like giveaway thing. Yeah. She had me on her show.
You did a golden ticket?
Yeah, we did. We hid. There's actually one left in six packs of True Gold. And you kind of get a VIP membership for a year of Breakside perks and stuff that we give you. I got to be kind of careful of.
You can't give away like a lifetime supply of beer like Wonka.
You know, maybe with like a little tongue-in-cheek, a little wink. There's some rules around that, you know, which we learned. So Make sure we're doing it right.
Yeah, it's really interesting because I think, you know, beer becomes sort of part of the Pacific Northwest scene. And I know Breakside, after meeting with you and talking with you and being like, hey, this is a great company, I looked into kind of your story and I thought, gosh, you know, you've got a menu and places people can go to sit and little, you know, pub-like scene.
Yeah.
But you're also in this commercial business where there's this competition for shelf space, right?
Right.
Like, when I go into the store and I see all those craft beers, give me the backstory on that. Like, how competitive is that?
Oh, man. I was actually reading an article today, I think Oregon Live put out, about how much beer there is out there and how, you know, it's kind of a newer brewery's game. There's, you know, we're seeing the old guard, you know, it's Bridgeport, who I think sponsored your thing before, and Burnside shut down. There's a lot of attrition in the market, a lot of new guys. Everyone, you know, it's kind of the millennials. They want new stuff.
Yeah.
Luckily for us, we make 140 beers a year. We have three
breweries. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. So we're able to keep up with that and be nimble and make a lot of new, interesting stuff, which is kind of our competitive edge as well. So.
Again, we're talking to Mason Davis of Breakside Brewery. They are the official beer sponsor of the BFT Foundation Celebrity Golf Tournament. And like I say, you can support the nonprofit. And one of the ways you can do that is by supporting the supporters of the nonprofit. So, you know, when you have an option, and Breakside is one of those options, I was in a pizza parlor just the other day, and I looked, and there was like 10 beers on tap, and I was like, I'll take the Breakside.
Love it.
And it was the Pilsner. It was good. I liked it. I want to try some of the other ones, too. And you mentioned 140 different beers. So, is it like I'm seeing all these infused beers. Like, what is the genesis of all that?
Oh man, that's a big question. There is a lot of infused beers. You know, I was out at Unger Farms earlier this week picking up, I think, 640 overripe strawberries. we are doing, I believe it's gonna be a barrel aged sour beer. I mean, that's another example of being in the, you know, being in Portland, being in the Pacific Northwest and having these ingredients right in your backyard, literally. So, you know, everyone's doing different things with beer. There's people making cocktail inspired beers. You know, even Passion Fruit Sour was inspired by a passion fruit like Mai Tai cocktail that I think our head brewer had in Hawaii in 2011 or something.
You're doing a good job on social media too. On Instagram, got a big account there.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, we're lucky. People like our beer, and then we just got to go and have fun with it. Go to golf tournaments, do our block party tomorrow. Those things are all just perfect.
For people who want to go to the block party, can they just show up?
Show up. The address is 820 Northeast Deakum, up in the Woodlawn. You know, another community that we love. That's where we started. We've got live music. We got a band, DJ. We got a big bounce house for the kids. Totally family friendly. We got barbecue. We're not going to do a whole pig, but we'll have a bunch of good
Maybe gig. Next year.
Yeah.
Maybe have me out next year. I'll do the pig.
Celebrity chef. Yeah. John Gonzano here with a live pig.
If cooking were my thing, people would be impressed by that. But unfortunately, I'm just trying to get good at this. Here's another thing. I come to work, okay? We work in this high-rise Pacwest. This is a nice building, right?
Great building.
You walk in here, it's the financial world, right? The Merrill Lynch guys, and there's attorneys and accountants, and everybody's dressed real fancy. And then I get on the elevator, and the floor, you know, it stops at the floor here that I get off on, and it's like the toy factory, right? Is working in the beer industry like that? Do your friends go, when are you going to get a real job? Or do they, you know what I mean? Because
I mean, yeah, it's more like my dad. I was, you know, what are you doing? I mean, you're out there selling beer. I mean, get a real job.
Right.
It's awesome, though. You know, I kind of joked before, you know, my job is I go into bars, I meet with people, and people are like, so what you do anyways? I'm like, yeah, pretty much.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a... there's a lot of fun to be had, but then there's also business too. Like you said, the market's changing. The climate is stiffer. There's
super competitive.
Super competitive. So work hard, play hard, beer, business. That's the name of the game.
You can follow them on Instagram, Breakside Brews. You can pick them up at your local store or any establishment that you're in that carries Breakside. You should give it a try. That's what I mean by supporting the supporters of the foundation. All right, Mason, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for supporting the charity. It's a big deal to the community and the kids, and that's such a big, important fundraiser to have a brewery behind it like Breakside means a lot to me.
Hey, we appreciate being part of it. Thank you for the invitation, and we're excited to play in the game.
We'll see how good you are at golf. Or are you just there to drink beer and have
a
sunny day?
I'm not great at golf.
I'm not either.
I work at it. Yeah. I try and be better, but, you know, we'll see.
The event for me is, as soon as it tees off, because it's like planning a wedding, right? You have all these moving pieces. Where's the beer? What hole? Everybody wants beer on their hole. Who's, you know, everything is done right. Once the thing tees off, it's like the greatest thing. And I'm not interested in winning this thing. I'm just interested in being passable, not embarrassing myself, and having a few Breakside Brews.
I like it. Can I make one more comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
So actually, I was just thinking about this. We're launching a beer hotline. It's 503-TRU-GOLD is the phone number.
True Gold.
True Gold. Local phone number.
Okay.
Took me about 6 weeks of working with Comcast to pry it. It's kind of a beta. We just want to hear from people. It's something fun. We'll do some contests with it. It's actually live now, but I haven't done any promotion. This is the first time I've ever mentioned it.
So our callers can call 503 True Gold.
Yep.
TRU Gold.
878-4653.
And they can be the first people to call it. Bobby's dialing it right now.
Yeah.
Look at Bobby.
They have a voicemail.
And what can they do? What can they just...
That's what even people are like, what are we going to do with this? Well, at first, we're just getting feedback on the beer, an invitation to do that. But with other contests and events we do... we're also launching this Winnebago, a 73 Winnebago that we converted into a beer truck. And so it might be kind of like, where's the Winnebago at? You know, call the number and say, hey, we're going to be at the Blues Festival. We're going to be here.
Oh, that's cool.
We're not going to be at the Blues Festival, but
for an example. Ideally, hey, we're going to be out at the BFT Foundation Celebrity Golf Tournament.
Exactly. You can call this little hotline and get a recorder, and maybe I'll answer it. Maybe I'll text you back because it is a cell phone. So
I like that. How did you get the number? Somebody else had the number?
It started as a joke because I was telling everyone at the company, everyone's got to be all in on True Gold, the launch of this beer. And I changed my phone number and my signature to 503-TRU-GOLD. Yeah. And then I started to think, people were like, what's up with that? And I called the number. No one owned it.
Yeah.
Then I called Comcast and I called Verizon. And then I called every phone company.
So you're trying to figure
people
out who
pointing
had
at
it.
Different people. Yeah. And then it was like a landline in Tualatin that was unused. And I had to convert it to a cell number. And basically just really be annoying at a con- you know, my yeah. turn to annoy a contest.
That sure beats like if some little old lady had answered and you had to like harass her out of it, you yeah. know, or give her beer, say like, you know what, we're gonna dump 700 cases of beer on your lawn in exchange for the number.
We're gonna,
you know,
block your parking, your driveway with beer. You yeah. can't leave until you
guess
get
where the
phone
Winnebago
number.
Is. It's in your driveway, and it's not leaving until we get the phone number.
Exactly.
I love that. That's a good story.
Yeah.
All right, so people can call it. Bobby, you called it? You call it right now?
Leave a voicemail. Share your thoughts. Give us your feedback. We want to know how you truly feel. Here remains the property of Breakside Brewery, LLC.
I love that.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. Well, you know, we have ads coming out in July that actually say the phone number, so I'm really like...
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
But let's see. I'll show you the power of this audience. All right, let's give the phone number again. It's 503-TRUE-GOLD. TRUGOLD. True Gold. I mean, you got the most listened to talk show in this time slot in the last month. So let's see what happens to this phone number. Blow it up and leave him some feedback. Tell him where you want the Winnebago.
That's right.
Let's do that. Tell him, give him a suggestion of where that Winnebago should be.
That's because we're taking the Winnebago out in August to go to the Seven Wonders of Oregon, essentially,
yeah.
loosely. And we have been asking people, you know, where are the hot springs? Where's the off the beaten path places you want us to come?
What are the Seven Wonders of Oregon?
It's like the
let's, skis. Let's get at that.
Willamette Lake.
Crater Lake?
Crater Lake's one of them.
This radio studio?
Yeah, this radio studio. I'm trying to coin the term trail gating because we'll bring, you know, Ooh. Bring you to the trailhead. We'll post up when you're done hiking. We'll give you a beer. We'll stay in the Winnebago. We'll kick it.
But yeah.
You go hike and take advantage.
I like that. Bobby, what's up, man? You like
Mount Hood? Is Mount Hood on that?
It is.
Oh, nice.
What are the other wonders, Bobby? What would you throw out there?
I'd throw the Gorge, Mount Hood, Crater Lake.
Steens, I think. Bowhear.
I always think about the places I send tourist friends who are visiting. Like, go to Multnomah Falls.
Yes.
Go to, you know. And by the way, I have a problem with, you know, the falls in Oregon City, the Willamette Falls? They're not really waterfalls. I looked at them and I went, that's not that impressive. It's just a little fall.
Compared to what?
It's the second largest waterfall by volume.
I know volume, but it's so wide.
I know. I'm with you.
You know, but nobody's impressed that I send there. They're like, oh, I said, did you see it? And they're like, yeah. And I looked at it and I go, that's not really a fall. I guess it is if you're falling. If you're coming off of it in a kayak, you'd feel differently.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Where would you send somebody if you only could send them to one place? We're talking about the Seven Wonders. Where would you send them?
I always send them to. I send them over to Multnomah Falls.
I send them toward the gorge. Hour away.
Yeah,
yeah, it's no yeah. Problem. It's no big deal to me.
Rose Garden up at Washington Park. the jet boats. I love the jet boats on the Willamette. Yeah. Captain Andy down there. Shout out to you. And then, they hit Pals and Voodoo Donuts because those are on the list. And then the food trucks. Everybody wants to go to the food trucks. I'm like, I drive by them every day. I don't want to go to the food trucks, but everybody visiting wants to go
to the food
trucks.
That's why we need to know where that beer Winnebago is.
All right, 503-TRUE-GOLD.
Yep.
All right, blow it up. Show him the power of this audience and support Breakside Brewery. Thank you, Mason, for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
The phone number 503-TRUE-GOLD just to see what it's about. It is pretty cool. I think we should do something like that. Thank you to Mason and Breakside Brewery for stopping by. Solid local company. Bobby, you just got a beer delivery over there. You're a beer guy.
No, I'm not.
I thought you were.
No.
You're not a beer guy.
No.
Lame.
Are you a wine guy?
I'm not any of
you it. Don't drink.
I don't.
That's not it, and I'm not a and in this I think this is more because I work six, seven days a week. I'm not a person who drinks a lot, like frequently. I'm an infrequent drinker, but I like to have like a beer or a glass of wine here or there.
When you have one, you like... I don't like the taste of either one. So, when you...
I'm picky.
Yeah.
I'm picky.
You like what you drink,
I'm
right?
Picky.
When you have it.
I don't like white wine.
Yeah.
I don't. And occasionally my wife will like open a bottle of wine and I'm just like, eh, I just won't.
Exactly.
She'll pour me a glass and I won't eat. I just sip it.
Yeah.
I don't like white wine. I like going wine tasting. That's an event.
Yeah, you know what? That's not too bad because you get to see if you like it. I mean, I like that because you get to see. I have no problem with doing something like that and trying it and going, no, don't. Still
because it's more festive. Yeah, like you go with friends or
exactly.
Last summer, my brother came up with his wife and he goes, he bought a wine tour, like some guy that's going to drive us around. And I was like, at first I was like, why do we need some guy to drive us around? And then like three wineries in, I was like, oh, that's why that's you need why. A guy to drive you around. And it sure beat like, and again, I go back to the thing. Like I very rarely will get something that I'm attempting for the first time that I've never done, like wine tasting or cooking a pig or whatever. I very rarely get it right. I always get it right the second or third time because then I got to work out the kinks.
But it's like her handing me a beer. Wine tasting is great because if you don't
a
little sip, you're like,
nah, not that one.
That's right.
Move on to the next one.
That's right.
But I had tried to go wine tasting like 5 years earlier and I got a limousine because there was like, hey, this limousine company, but the limousine's air conditioning was broken. And it was a blistering hot summer day. We were like the pigs in that aluminum box.
Ooh,
it was like, we were like nearly ready to pass out. All of us were ready to pass out. So when my brother said, I got a guy who's going to give us a wine tour, I was like, you know, a little skeptical. But in the end, he took us to a couple wineries we never would have went to. And I like going to like the mom and pop winery, more than like the more commercial places that we were at one place last summer. I'm not going to name it. A helicopter landed on the lawn. People are taking helicopters on their wine tours in Oregon.
Ugh.
I don't know. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
My wife won't get in a helicopter because she's been in TV news and she's covered all those helicopter accidents. So she's like, why would you need to get in a helicopter to go winery to winery other than this is like a news story waiting to happen that is not a happy news story, you know?
Yeah.
I was out at a winery last summer and we were sitting out kind of enjoying the end of summer and a couple of BFT listeners were there on the lawn enjoying wine and said hello, whatever. And I looked over and Damian Lillard's agent was also wine tasting at the same place.
Wow.
So literally during the Western Conference Finals, I passed him and he said, hey, haven't seen you since the winery. So it was kind of a moment out there on the lawn. But I appreciate Breakside and Mason. Are you calling the phone number now? 503-TRUE-GOLD?
No, I'm posting on Instagram.
Oh, look at you.
Have you opened up one of those beers?
Should I?
I'm not opposed to it because I think it kind of goes with the theme of, you know, hey, they brought by. We've had beer tasting that has gone on air before.
It's Free for All Friday.
I don't know. Is that what it is?
I thought
it was Freaky Friday.
No.
Keep forgetting it's Free for All. It's Free for All Friday.
Anything goes. Adriana open the beer?
Yes.
And then give us her review of the beer. Which beer do you have?
I have the Stay West and the True Gold.
Here's what I like about Mason. Mason's like, can I give you some beer? Okay. Then he walked down to the studio and he had this thing that looked like a giant upright duffel bag. And he zipped the lid off of it. It was filled with ice. It was like this walking beer cooler and he started pulling them out. And it was like clowns coming out of a VW. It was like, I can't believe how much beer he was carrying in that bag. And all of a sudden I noticed Adriana's right there. She's like, right, like very rarely will she come down to the studio. Like if there was a celebrity in here, like comedian, she'll come down, she'll be like, oh, hello, she schmooze a little bit, and then the beer guy. That's the second time she's come down here. Other than that, she kind of stays down on her end of the building. All right, Punch It Audio is coming up. Plus our 2 at 2. We've got guests still ahead. Mark Wasikowski, the Oregon Ducks baseball hire, will be with us. We'll have some pig talk. Have you ever roasted a pig? I'll take your advice as well at 503-417-7577.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.